Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry in George Patterson. And this goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 9/11/24, Mr. Patterson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/13/24, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ruben Velez. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/11/24, Mr. Velez performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 2/28/24, there's been no change period of paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post, no, I'm sorry, next is a 12 lead EKG on patient James King on 9/11/24. Mr. King performed the 12 lead EKG period. Patient demonstrates a first-degree heart block period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal period. Paragraph compression. First-degree heart block. Otherwise normal EKG period. Thank you.